A relationship within the Springfield Police that was once employee-employer is now plaintiff-defendant. Thelma Baroni is the former employee. She served Springfield Police for more than a decade as multicultural liaison. Now she's no longer employed there, says she was fired, and is suing the department in federal court. Her complaint says Baroni was fired for speaking out against racial profiling in the department, among other things. Today we'll hear her side of the story. The city, so far anyway, indicates it will give its side in court only. Thelma Baroni is on the line with us with her attorney, Andrew LeWinter. Thelma, welcome to you.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. And Andrew, you're there as well, I understand.
Yes, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi. So Thelma, start us off with the simple stuff. What is a multicultural liaison?
I was hired in 2003 to build a relationship of trust between minority communities, especially the Latino community, which is increasing enormously in Springfield. And I was to go out there in the community and provide information, make sure people were aware that they could come to the police department and trusting that they could file reports and that they could, you know, they would be heard and the complaints would be taken, the reports would be taken. And I was also to provide assistance to the police department in matters of diversity. And that is what, in a nutshell, my job was.
Were you the first multicultural liaison employed by the Springfield Police?
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm. And over the years, how do you feel that the progress went in improving relations between police and minority communities?
Over the years, it went wonderfully. We created a wonderful relationship between minority communities. I did a lot of outreach. I was out there in the community talking to people, inviting people, sometimes one-on-one, oftentimes one-on-one, providing presentations both to the Latino community in Spanish as well as to the larger community in English, and just informing of how I did the outreach. And as to the Latino community, especially the immigrant community that does not speak English or speaks limited English, they had many questions as to how our system works. The system in the United States obviously is a mystery to us, and I know because I'm an immigrant myself. So when I first came here, I just had no idea how things worked. Our judicial systems are completely different. So they come here, and they don't know what's going on. So I provided information, what's the city government, how things work. And, that's pretty much, you know, people were very grateful to find out things, to find that information.
So, Thelma Baroni, did you have to pretty much create the job as you went along? It sounds like since you were the first person in it, it was really a chance to sort of make up the duties of the job as you went through it. I mean, that there was no particular book lying there saying this is how to be a multicultural liaison for the Springfield Police.
You're absolutely correct. There was no job description really other than create a relationship of trust, create bridges of trust between the Latino community in the police department. So it was a wonderful experience for me. It was very exciting to be able to create my job description. And it was enormously rewarding for me to see the results. We have a wonderful relationship with the Latino community, which is beginning, you know, started to deteriorate a couple of years ago, you know, where all these problems started. But before that, for 10 years, we had a wonderful relationship, not just with the Latino community, but with all marginalized or diverse communities in the area.
Thelma Baroni is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a former Springfield Police Department employee. She was the multicultural liaison there, no longer works there, says she was fired and is suing the police department in federal court. She is with us with her attorney, Andrew Lewinter. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Well, you said that the relationship began to deteriorate because of these problems. Do you mean that the general national problems or specific ones to Springfield?
Specific ones to Springfield. Basically, there was a change in the leadership. Whereas before we had our leadership that encouraged the community's input, the community's feedback, and that said, you know, we are transparent. We have nothing to hide. If there's any problems out there, please let us know. So a couple of years ago, there was this big change, and immediately I could see that the big change in that communities of color and specifically Latino immigrant communities began coming to the police department, to the court, calling me for help, because they felt that oftentimes they've been profiled or that there have been misunderstandings, which they wanted to help, you know, clarify. And there are many misunderstandings, obviously, due to the language barrier and to the cultural barrier. So in the past, people would come and clarify those misunderstandings and somehow get assisted in, you know, in this kind of clarification. But now, starting 2 years ago, nobody was willing to help. And when I went to my supervisors, to whoever would be, you know, able to help me with this, informing the public, informing the citizen that was complaining or asking for help, I just found a complete lack of understanding, complete defensiveness, that people, they did not want to hear, they just did not want to hear complaints, and instead, you know, they blame me for, I don't know, encouraging or even taking those complaints.
All right, so just to be clear, we're talking about a change 2 years ago. Sounds like the arrival of Tim Doney as the new chief of Springfield Police, his arrival from the department in Medford. Is that the change, the major change you're talking about?
Not really. It started about 2 years ago before Mr. Doney or Chief Doney came to the police department. There were many problems before. Complaints just skyrocketed. There was no help. People who previously had asked, had gotten help, you know, they just lost hope that nobody was helping. There was nobody wanted to hear it or clarify anything. So for months, this was happening. Complaints were skyrocketing already. And my hope was when the new chief came to Springfield that things would change, that he would be wise enough to say, no, we're going to deal with this. We want to hear everything, whether it is, you know, commendations, whether it is complaints, whether it is suggestions. We want to hear that. But unfortunately, that did not happen. Our new chief joined the interim chief, Rick Lewis. He joined all the supervisors in with the same attitude, and this was very unfortunate because people would come and directly ask to speak to the chief, and the chief would just refuse to speak to anybody about any complaints. So our new chief came on board around December 2013. So, yeah, there have been several months of this kind of problems before he came. But his new, you know, his coming did not help at all.
All right, so the change occurred before Tim Doney arrived as police chief, but continued. The tone stayed pretty much the same, you're saying?
Yes.
Thelma Barone, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, former multicultural liaison at the Springfield Police Department. She is suing the Springfield Police Department and the city. Andrew LeWinter is her attorney. They're both on the line with us from Springfield. You can join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The first issue brought up in the complaint right there on page 2 is a specific incident back on February 5th of this year when you were a guest speaker at the City Club of Springfield. From your perspective, what happened there?
I prepared my presentation, and it was a very similar presentation to my previous presentations in the community. And this was a presentation in English to the larger community where I was going to tell them how I do my outreach, basically, how I reach out to the minority communities and encourage them to trust their police department. So I went to this presentation, but my presentation, I had a PowerPoint presentation, and this was heavily edited before I even got there. Slides that were very important to my presentation, that were key to my presentation, were taken out. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. Or just out of ignorance, that, as I said, I actually created this position, and I knew how to do this presentation. Basically, that was my expertise. But anyway, the results were really terrible, because the only slides that were left were the slides that balanced my the other slides, where, you know, I would say, you know, we're transparent, we encourage community feedback, whether it's negative or positive, we want to hear it. Well, those slides were taken out, and all that was left was, we are wonderful, the police is wonderful, we don't discriminate, the police doesn't discriminate, over and over. I kept repeating the same thing. And in the end, somebody stood up and asked point blank the question, have you ever received complaints about profiling? And what was I going to say? I cannot say no. So I said yes. I said yes. However, you know, our chief, Tim Doney, was there, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to explain the situation. So I kind of said, you know, what would you like to add, chief? And unfortunately, our chief did not very well answering that question at all.
Give us a sense of context. Was there a big splash in the room at the time? Did it make big news around the Eugene Springfield area? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what the larger ripple was coming out of that City Club of Eugene meeting on the 5th of February.
I do not know what happened outside, but I do know when that question was asked, it was like a big gasp from the room, and my heart just went, you know, cold. Because when somebody asks this question, it is very uncomfortable. And our chief was extremely uncomfortable from my point of view, to the point that he could barely say, I don't know if I should say, he could barely explain that he knew some black people, that he dated a Mexican woman, and that, he's heard other white people actually complain about being profiled by a Mexican police officer, that kind of thing, but really nothing answering the question about profiling, other than, oh no, I have not observed profiling. So,
all right. So once you got back to the police department, was there an immediate, like, get into my office, we need to talk thing, or did it was it talked about later that day or later that week or not for a while?
No, actually, I offered to debrief that because I wanted to let him know, you know, this happened because we did not explain to begin with that we are willing to take anything, complaints, you know. And this is before I given this presentation, and when I have those slides, what I say, well, we're transparent, please let us know how we're doing. People don't ask that way. They do not ask as the profiling going on. But no, to answer your question, no, there was no such thing. But I did sense it. Our chief was not willing to debrief with me. I knew I was in trouble because it was a very uncomfortable situation for him, and I just didn't know what to do. But I knew from the past that they really did not want me there because it seems like they thought I was the enemy. I was not the enemy. For 10 years, I did really well doing my job in that fashion. But no, there was nothing until a few days later when they just told me, you know, you're pretty much get out of here. We're investigating you. There's a police officer who's going to escort you to your car, and that was it.
So were you fired at that time, or was it just you were told you were in an investigation at that time?
They told me there was an investigation at that time and that I was to be on leave with pay until further notice.
Mm-hmm. All right, and this was how soon after the February 5th City Club of Springfield appearance?
It was the week after, immediately. It was about 6 days later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thelma Barone, again, is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the former multicultural liaison of the Springfield Police Department. She is suing the police department of the city in federal court. She is on the line with her attorney, Andy LeWinter. And just to let you know that the city's response thus far has been, we'll make our case in court, not endeavoring to make a media sort of response. So you were put on leave, told there was an investigation, and then there was another shoe that dropped later on, wasn't there?
Pardon me? Can you please repeat?
There was another incident later on. I mean, you were told something else later on. At some point, you were told your job was going to change, weren't you?
Oh, yes, correct. So in February, I was put out on leave on the 12th of February of this year, of 2015. And I was on leave for almost 6 months. And then they called me back and they told me, your job is completely different. They put me on patrol. They, you know, gave me a baton and pepper spray and sent me to tag abandoned cars, catch dogs and, that kind of thing, which is, I admire greatly whoever is doing that job, and I wouldn't mind doing the job, but what's the use of my skills? You know, why am I doing that when there is so much need, desperate need for someone in a position of multicultural liaison? Since nobody there speaks Spanish, nobody there knows the culture of, any other culture, basically. Why was I tagging abandoned cars when I could have been helping people who don't speak English?
Now, when we say tagging, I want to make this abundantly clear. We're not talking about spray painting the cars. We're talking about putting tags on saying you need to remove these, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That is. Just want to make that clear. So all right. So July, you're finally told that you're out of a job. And then this didn't take very long, it seems like, to file a lawsuit, because here we are filing it in the 17th of August. What is it you're seeking then? What kind of remuneration do you want? What sort of fixing do you want the Springfield Police Department to do for you?
Well, Jeff. Jeffrey, I'm going to stop. This is Andy LeWinter, mm-hmm. Elma Baroni's attorney. Just going to jump in here for a second. We haven't specified in the complaint any specific monetary amount. However, we are seeking reinstatement. Her job with Multicultural Liaison is a job that she held for more than 12 years. she loved, she did very well, and that's the job she actually wants to return to.
That's right. Yes, I want my job back, basically.
Thelma, was it along the lines of being told that that job simply didn't exist anymore? Is there no multicultural liaison at this moment that you're aware of?
There is no multicultural liaison. There is no one who is bilingual or that speaks any Spanish. People are just desperate for help at the police department. Oftentimes, you know, there is no one.
Okay, so again, there's a reinstatement, potential back pay. There is a mention of pain and suffering money, and as your attorney just mentioned, Andy LeWinter just mentioned, there's no dollar figure in mind. The city's statement indicates it looks forward to defending itself, and this is a question, I guess, for either one of you. Has there been any discussion thus far of negotiations or some sort of discussions anyway, short of going to trial?
You mean since having filed this complaint, are you
yes.
talking about?
Yes.
There have not.
Okay. No discussions whatsoever. Thelma Baroni, when you look back at your career at the Springfield Police, I mean, can you think of anything else that might have added up to getting handled this way?
Not at all. Nothing at all. I have a wonderful relationship with the community. The community, both English-speaking and Latino, Spanish-speaking, community leaders have sent letters to the city. They want me back. People, the public citizens that I previously helped who had my cell phone number are still calling me for help, and it's extremely heartbreaking for me.
All right. Much more to come on this story, clearly, because as we know from lots of experience, federal lawsuits don't get settled very quickly. Thelma Baroni is the former multicultural liaison at the Springfield Police Department, now suing the police department in federal court in Eugene with the help of her attorney, Andy LeWinter. They have both joined us as guests today on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll see if the Springfield Police are willing to talk about this themselves down the road. Thelma and Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
All right. You're welcome.